The Shaila, the Shay makes the Talis, and moving his Machdash the Talis. The other Chaylik of the Talis is a Chal. It's sort of the Varim, it's like the Gemara builds from the ground up a little bit the Sherish of Shaila. Let's start the Surah Shmaitz and then see a little bit between Shem. The Ersh Tazach, the Gemara state, that the Shaila of Gedisha Blay Tokva is the Imtim Salaimar of the Fede Vesugi. Imtim Salaimar. The tokva echa befeneinu, the sofiker of zeret, chakira of zeret. If the loch is moitzi noise miyoda, so then there's no shaila, there's no mokum to clear the sofik of ikdisha. Avada ikdisha is nachal. However, imtim salayma, that we say in the din of zeret, tokva befeneinu, ein moitzi miyoda. Which pshuta is because of oidu udile. If the loch is ein moitzi miyoda, then we can clear a shaila of ikdisha of leitok. The first nakuda, before we go right there, the first nakuda we have is that our sugya, the sofik of Igdisha, is miyusid on the Friyadig sugya. For some reason, you're going to see when Shem Avar Hemshech, it's a big hashlamah to the previous sugya. And the whole sofik of our sugya, when we get down to what the sofik is, but it's miyusid on the Friyadig sugya. It's coming off, it's feeding off of the din of Rab Zeir of Tokvah Vane. What is the sofik? So Mark Clarence, what happens? If he's Magdash, do we say, it's Mizog, there's Hegdish because that's the first side. Hegdish should be chal because it's a din that by hegdish amirasi levoyah kmisirasi lehedit. Kol hecha the isur beigazur rachmani is when you magdish something, you don't have to give it over to hegdish. So it's if the lashon rishonim is if with the etzem hegdish you gave it over to hegdish, command the talk for them. Or do mahashtami aloy talk. Or the violin amaisi wasn't tekev yet. Amaisi wasn't tekev yet, and there's a chesaron of it's ain't a b'shusa. It's aloch and hegdish has to be b'shusa. What's staying in the Gemara? Very awesome what the tzaddim of the Gemara are. It's clear. Before, I mean, we've seen Hemshcha Sugya. For me, some people want to learn that the Gemara means to say, maybe the Hegdash Shibichal. What is the tzad that Hegdash Shibichal? The Gemara sounds like the tzad. It's Kiman the Tokfa Dami. Efshir, the Hegdash. After the hegdish is chal because gufa, it's as if I was taking it to hegdish. But that's about the hodesh gevurta. You can't make a hegdish that's based on the bialy is going to get through the hegdish. Marshal adover. You have a chivitzel hefker that no one is owning right now, and avadav I'm taking that chivitzel hefker I'm zeicha. Avadav I'm taking for the hefker. But you can't say I'm going to make magdish the chivitzel hefker and it's a michal the hegdish because duch the hegdish of the hefker the chivitzel hefker I'm taking for the chivitzel hefker doesn't start. The Maisa HaGdosha on the Chivitz HaLefker, since you didn't have Bailiff prior to the Maisa HaGdosha, the Maisa HaGdosha is not on the Chivitz HaLefker. So, L'chara, it can't be that the Shaila of the Gemara is based on Kiman the Tokva, duch that I'm getting to the Hegdash. So, what is the Shaila Gemara? What is the Tzad Hegdash over here? What is the Tzad Hegdash that should be Chal on the second half of the Talos? Ruvain's Magdash Shimin's Chetzi of the Talos. We paskin the Achloiku, the Din is Achloiku, and Shimin, the Etzim gets the Talos. What's the Tzad that Ruvain can Magdash the Talos? Let's take a see the Hemshcha Gemara. Gemara Shtelsu, two other Sfeikas. Gemara Uta Shema brings a Raya from Mesusa. It was a similar Shaila. It was Mamana Mutaba Sofik, Mesusa. The Kitzar Advarim, Shainim, there were two Mahalchim, what was the Sofik there? The Ritva brings two Pshatim. The first Pshat is that we're talking about, right now we're talking about a Merchatz that's Metaltulin. And the Taka was Shnai Moichsin. They were always, as Mamish like a case of Talos, they were Shnai Moichsin. And the Locha also over there was Shnai Moichsin and Merchatz. Same exact thing as Evais Techais and Rashi. The Rashi learned it this way, that was talking about Shnai Moichsin and Merchatz, the same as that thing as Talos. The same Shah Andrishanim is where Vishanim learned. You know, it was a Merchatz that no one was holding. It was a Merchatz that both of them were Noichis. As the din of like, by Hu Arba, we had him of Avasar, Hu Arba. that if you have mom and amutul besofik, that both of them are not being hechazin, the din is called long gavar. Kach or kach, either it's a din of sofik, sofik mom and amutul besofik, and the din is yachloikum, or the din is the kol long gavar. Clear to there was a shayla halacha lemaisa. So what happens if Reuven was magdish before he was gaver? Reuven was magdish lemerchatz. Is a chal. And the Gemara was poishit the suffix of Mesusa from the suffix of Bechor. What stayed in the suffix of Bechor? It was a suffix Bechor that was noil in Rishus Yisrael. It wasn't clear if it was the firstborn or not. It's not a suffix. It wasn't clear. And the Allah is a mitzvah mechavarai. Right now the Gemara is going on the tzad of talk for Kohen ain mitzvah miyadi. That means the Kohen has the ability to go be taken. Obert, we're not talking about where the Kohen was actually taken. The issue is the chal and iser gizav avoid. Stay in the Mishnah, stay in the Braisa that it. This suffix Bukhar is Khalan Isr Gizva Ghoid. Right now the Gemara holds is the Nach of the Gemara, the Nach is Isoi. And the Isr Gizva Ghoid is Khal Mikoyach, the Bailis of the Koy. It's Khal Mikoyach, the Bailis of the Koy. So in other words, it's similar to Hakdosh. I could use my Bailis to make a Hekdosh. And Mikoyach, my Bailis, the Torah, Ilum. Let's say it's Nusach the Bailis of the Torah, it could be Magdash. State by suffix Bukhar, it's Khal Isr Gizva Ghoid. He wasn't take of it yet. I see from there that in a Mokum, even before you were take of it, before you would take of it, I see that you could be chal hek. Shmuel the Mor is poishit. The shalat by Mesusa and the shalat by Talis also. Oh. So we have three sfeikas in the Gemara. And the Riyatas HaGemara, the Toshma HaGemara is mashma that all three sfeikas you saw the Mecha. So right away we'll mitzayim. The Toises Vemis, see Toises is going to learn. Maybe we'll start this way. Go back. So what is the shirish of the sfeikas? What is the tzad? Go back to the first tzad of Hekdash. What is the tzad that Hekdash should be chal? Sai by Talis, sai by Merchatz, sai by Bechor. So the Poshet Pshat, Chor you would start, the first Anocha you would say is that he has no Bailish, I have Shimon's Talis. What? Chor, me din shtika kaido? We're going on the tzad, in Tim Salem, Ashat Psei Sovach is, Oidu, 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 so after the Bailish, the tzad Hekdash comes, me toich shtika kaido? There's a tzad shtika kaido here, and that's the Bailish, yes, that's the difference in the Chavitz Al-Hefker. Chavitz Al-Hefker, there's no one to give you Bailish. Here, duch the shtika koyda, Shimon gave Reuven bailus. That would be the Pesach. That would be the tzad hekdash. Oh, the bayah is that if you learn the hemshik lemar, the toshma, and the mar shel su mesusa and bechor, time to be shoynim by bechor zichen hashtayach shtika koyda. Nochamo, if you understand the shaila of hekdash other nisht hinges mikoyach the shtika koyda, that hey, the whole koyach that I can make a hekdash comes from the shtika koyda. You're gonna have to say that by Mesusa and by Bechor, also the Shaila hinges of Shtika Koido. Time to be showing him, by Bechor it's not Shaykh Shtika Koido. It's not Bechor, for two core reasons. Ershtin, the Yisrael himself doesn't know anything. Bilti Lashem Levadi, the Yisrael is the only one who knows what happened. No one knows what happened. How could there can't be a Shtika Koido? Even if Yisrael said there's a Shtika Koido, there's Ershtin. Tzveitin also. Avada, the din of Isser Gizv Avoid, is when he wasn't in the farm when the behemoth was born. It wasn't there b'shas when the name was born. This is Giza Avoid, this Chal b'shas later. The Yisrael wasn't there, the Bailam weren't there, but Chal b'shasik b'shas, this is Giza Avoid. Avada, the Yisrael Giza Avoid is not coming off of his shtika. Doesn't pass shtika either. It's not coming off his shtika. But to be shown him in the binyan and the tzuz shmaitz of the sugya, it can't be that the shayil v'kdish is nosiv mikoyach, I'm coming, the koyach ha'kdosho, nemsich mikoyach l'shtika yada. Because I'm going to say, v'shtel to Gemara, v'shtel tzu to Gemara, the suffix of the curse. So, Be'emes Toisvis Taka says, when we get back to Toisvis, Toisvis Taka learns that the suffix of Igdisha is coming Mikoyach Shtika Koyda. But Toisvis Taka says, B'chidashim Shah, the Taka, there's two separate sveikas in the Sugi. There's a Shaila of Igdisha, and the Shaila Mesusa Mechor, no Shaychas. We'll see, maybe we'll talk out a little bit how Toisvis learned. But Toisvis is willing to chop up the Sugi. Very big Deichim Shah. I think the Lashon Nachas Dovid is Lay Nitin Li Omer Shah. Toisvis says, a big Deichim Shah. The other Rishonim weren't willing to say that. The Rishonim learned it's one Sugi. So if we have the Tzuz of Shmaitz Lefanenu, that is to say the same Sofik in three cases, we have to be able to find that there's a Shaila of Igdisha by Talis, that's the same Shaila by Mesusa and Bechers. So Nochamo, back to the drawing board. What is the Tzad that could be a Hekdash? Where's the Bailus over here? You can't say that Duch the Hekdash, I have Bailus. We have to have a Hekdash that on them is Meyusid, the Maisa HaGdosha. We have to have Bailus before the Maisa HaGdosha. So what is the Tzad? What is the Tzad that Hekdash is Chal? What's the Sofik of the Gemara? So let's start slow. Before we want to explain what is the tzad is hegdish, I want to think this is the psicha to the sugya. I want to ask a shayla fucha. That is a fact like a shayla. Shayla of the ganze sugya. It's a shayla manchuva. However, the Gemara had a shayla Is it hegdish? Nish hegdish. Lamdish dibur. Mr. Osikil hegdish. Loi tokfa. Okay? We're asking, what is the tzad hegdish? Ich hab an anderer Schar. Ich will fragen, was ist der tzad ist nicht hegdish? What's the tzad in the sugya? It's not hegdish bachal. What are we talking about over here? The shayla of the more hegdisha. The sofik is a kodesh bevada, a kodesh besofik. It's much in the sugya nish tazad. It's much in the sugya that the shayla of the more hegdisha ve'inim hegdusha is whether it's not, it's called kodesh bachal. On the tzaddik disha in the Mekadosh is, it's muchach in the sugya that it's not hegdish mechal. The Ran read this duch mefurish. The Ran says, if either the shayla is it hegdish or is it hegdish mechal? That's the shayla gemar. It's muchach in the sugya. The gemar, the shayla mesusa. The question wasn't is the hegdish could go, could the gizbar go take it? It wasn't gizbar mechal. The gemar says lehegdi. The question was whether or not the rabbanon parshim inay. Whether or not it's chal, it's tzad hegdish. It's muchach in the gemar. If it's tzad, it's ain't a Mekadosh. There's no shim sofik. Mukhin the if the halacha would be hegdish and mukadesh, the rabbanon don't have to be mafresh from it. There's no tzad that this chayv is hegdish. It's makor from the Ran. It's mukhach that the shaila clears time we're talking about is there a tzofik hegdish? We don't know for sure it's Ruvin. In all these cases, halom gavar, it's always a tzofik. The fact that he made a hegdish is machriya the tzofik. It's other not machriya the tzofik. The question is whether or not there's even a tzofik hegdish. Yes, it's tzad bailus. Is there even a tzofik hegdish? So fregzich hashayil. If we're clearing about a tzofik hegdish. So what's the tzad? There isn't at least a Sofik Hegdish. How could there not be a Sofik Hegdish? In all of these cases, in all three cases, Avada, it's Maman Amut B'Sofik. There's a Sofik HaShokul. By Bechor, Gvis HaZoy, Mesusa, Gvis HaZoy also. Even by Shnayim Arichs Metal, Bezin passing a Chloik, Bezin got down to the bottom of the Sofik, Bezin was Machriya, the Mevar, that's in Sofik. Bezin passing a Psaak, a Psaak, a Psaak, a Psaak. But Bezin was Machriya, the tzad, that Zichur wasn't moving Talis. So Fregdur Shal in all three cases, how could there be a tzad that it's not Avada is chal misofik, a tzad hegdish. By Mesusa Sashtarkis, by Mesusa the pellet. Reuven and Shimon are fighting over a merchatz, standing with the Rabin. Bezin has no idea. And Reuven's magdish to Mesusa. What's the tzad? It's not hegdish. Of course it's, why shouldn't it be? It's Avada, it's a sofik hegdish. It's Avada, full sofik. That's Reuven, it's a sofik. Bezin has no idea. No one took it, Shimon didn't take it yet. Reuven's magdish, what shouldn't it be? So this is about the answer is Gosha, it's a Pasha Ad Gosha, but this is opens up also. The answer is a Pasha Ad Gosha, stay in the Gemara. The Gemara says, the Tzad, that it's not Hegdish, the Gemara says, Ma Beisei B'Shusai Af Hegdish B'Shusai. The answer is, the Hegdish is not enough to have Bailus. Hegdish is not enough, what we call Shaloi. Not enough that halachically, if you're Emes, Klapi Shmaya Galia, I own the Chafetz. In order to make a Hegdish, the Maisa Ad Gosha Be'etzim is a Biti of someone's Bailus. In order to transfer something to Hegdish, you need bialus, you need a certain koich of bialus. And that father's shlita, that father's rishus, that father that has to be, that it's mishlitosi. Right? The ultimate dogma for that is, my chavit is by a gazlan, using it as a mushroom. My chavit is by a gazlan, even though I own it, but I can't be magdish because he has kinyonic zela, or he's holding it back from me. I'm felt in my shlita. So what are we asking? We're asking that in all three cases, avada, there's a tzadi has bialus. You're right, tzadi has bialus. Abishmai Galia could be they even know he has bialus. That's not enough. You need Rishus. Why isn't there Rishus here? And this is where we're getting to the Lomdus of the start. The Lomdus starts. Why isn't there Rishus? Don't state Dogish. This Dogish. This is the Chiddush of HaSugya. That's all. State in HaSugya that when it's Chalad in Mamun Mutul B'Safik on my Mamun, when it's Chalad in Mamun Mutul B'Safik on my Mamun, culture came in Bezdin is yet the task exactly. But even without that, by Kolvom Gavar also and Mesusa, when it's Chalad in Mamun Mutul B'Safik on my Mamun, and my mom is not necessarily recognized as Bezin, because Bezin says my mom is being challenged by someone else has a claim on my mom. That itself takes away my Rishus. I don't have Shlita. I can't just go and take my Chafetz. Bezin holds the Suffolk. It's not proved. My Bailus is not proved. I can't access my Bailus. My Bailus is unproved. My Bailus is being argued about. My Talis, Kolja of Adis Azai. My Talis is Paskin, Bezin Paskin on the other Chetz of the Talis, even though I hold its mind. But Bezin Paskin, the Chimin has. But by Kolom Gavar Vaistois, there's a Dogish, very Choshev Adosh and Kolom Gavar. The Kolman Gavar is not Shama Silik, Bezin says, I have no idea. Bezin Paskins, that there's a Choshev enough Sofik over here, there's a Choshev, Bezin licenses a Sofik. And Bezin says, the din of that Sofik is, Mishe Yigvar is going to be Goyver. So that itself is a clap to my Shlita in the moment. I hold, if you have missed, I own the Mesusa. But Bezin Paskin, no, Mishe Yigvar is going to get it. So the way it is, Kayoim Hazeh, this is the Psicha to the Sugya, Kayoim Hazeh, I Zicher don't have enough Bailus being Magdish to Chafetz. Zicher. Because if I have Bailus, I need Rishus. It's not in my Rishus. It's not in my Shlita. Nusach was labeled this word, that the Sofik are Gnumin by Bailus. The Sofik are Gnumin by Bailus. This is the Psych of the Sugi. The Sofik, and he knows what he meant. The Sofik affected, the Sofik Mamoy affected the fact that my Bailus, it's not recognized. It's not recognized like I be the Shlita of the Bailus. The Sofik are Gnumin by Bailus. That's the Pesach of the sugya. That's where the whole sugya starts. The Meila, the Gemara, is it sad that the Hekdash is not Chal B'Chlal? Maybe the Hekdash is not Chal B'Chlal? The Hekdash is not Chal B'Chlal. Oh, so what is the Tzad is here? So what is the Tzad? Forget everything, let's go back. What is the Tzad is here? Oh. So, Chorah, it starts the Shailu. Chorah, the Gemara's Tzad is, say, the Marum is in the Rishonim, it's a very sosim digasugya, it's the Gantz Zach, it's not Nishchlor, but Marum is in the Rishonim of Or. Iran, says the Nusach, Rashi Nun Beis, Iran explains the Stadim of the Gemara, and he explains it Tzad of Hekdash. He says, since the Talis is Besofik, since the Talis, it's in all the cases of the Gemara. The Gemara was never Mavar, even though right now we pass in the Bible, says Bayenim, but the Gemara is never Mavar, since the Talis is Besofik, and the Lashon of the Iran is, that V'yesh Lo Ezedin, it's the Lashon of the Iran. And Reuven has Episodin in the Talis, that he can get it in a certain way. He has Ezedin, the Lashon of Ran is Ezedin. The Lashon of Rashi in Amun Beis, Rashi calls it Ezekoyach. Rashi says that when he's talking about the Bechor, he says the Kohen has a Koyach that he could potentially go and grab this Talis, grab this Bechor, and it would stay by him. So it's Ezedin, and an Ezekoyach, that's where it starts off, that's the Sofek Gemara. Maybe that's where I could base my Hekdash on. Again, the fact that I have just a Sofek, the fact that there's a Sofek, that's Klap Yishmael Galia, that's not going to give me any Rishus in the Chavis. Oh, but it's not just the Sofik Ba'alma that's hovering around the world. I have Epis from that Sofik. I can go and I can take, there's a certain circumstances, I can go and take the Talis, I can go and take the Mesusa, I can go and take the Bechar. That's called I have Ezedin Ezekoyim. In the Lashon of Rabbi Seinu, Pshach, look at Pshach, Bikurim, Dala Dala, that's Rav Nochem, they call this what they call Schus Tkifa and Schus Tvisa. The Sofik and the Sugya starts off. Then all three cases, and this is the Tzad Shav in all three cases. In all three cases, I have a schus tfisa and a schus tkifa. By Talis, my schus tfisa is with the shasab psay savach. We have to get back to that. It makes an achkamina, but it's with the shasab psay savach. And by kolon goodbye, by mesusa and bechard, stam a glata tfisa. I don't need any side things. I could go be toifus and I could get it. I have now what's called a schus tfisa. That is the whole. That's the psicha of the sugi. That's where the sugi starts. We know there's a problem with shusa. The problem is, where could the schus tfisa, could the schus tfisa help me out of here? First we're saying it in general, I'm going to get down the product. Of the fact that I have a potential to go and access my bilis, maybe develop, maybe it was a lashon, I could develop my sad in the sofik. I could develop it, that makes it that I do have a rishus, my bilis, which is always a sad in the world, it's always a sad klapei Shemaya Galia. I have a rishus, I have it sad in the moment. This is my psa'egin and mashmois. This whole din is not written anywhere in the Gemara. Where did we shine him? Where did the Rechmanim get it? Maybe. So Remes and Teich Lasugya. And the Sugya Boitzach of Eschus Kiva is the name of the Sofik. The Gemara calls it Higdisha Beloy Tatva. That's the name of the Sofik. Higdisha Beloy Tatva. Where's the Higdisha? Higdisha. What's the Lashon? Higdisha Beloy Tatva. The Gemara is coming to tell me that if your Tatva would be different, that's Pashit. More than that, the Rach, at the end of the Sugya, the Rach, when he brings the Shema Minah, he says over the Sofik, he says, Shema Minah, Higdisha Beloy Tatva, Nukudeshes. That's the name of the Sofik. Higdisha b'loy tofa. That's my room is this rape. That's the Gemara's Mamram is this rape. Higdisha b'loy tofa. Kilo have a schus tkiva. That's what the Gemara is saying. It's not stam hegdish. Higdisha b'loy hot a schus tkiva. That's what the Gemara is coming to Mamram. Hot a schus tkiva. When Higdisha b'loy the schus tkiva. Could it be koyach that tkiva? Could the hegdish be chav? That's the aleph beis of the sugya. We just got to, after a little bit of work, we just got to the aleph beis of the sugya. If you really be shame. Everyone will accept. We'll see. Taisus in the sugya of Higdisha learns nishka zoy. The Ritva maybe learned, the Ritva's learned this, but Al Yishayin, Ban, Rajba, Ran, Rashi, the Rach, all learned this is the psicha, this is the sugya, and them jaits of the sugya. We have a Sufik Talos, we have a Sufik Nesus, we have a Sufik Bechor, and them is the schus, we call it schus tfisa, schus tkifa, and the schus. But I have a schus, I have a way that I could be able to take out and extricate my bilis. I could get out my bilis that I have over here. Is that the first Sufik Gemara is, the first Talos Gemara is, do we say that I could do that, command the talk for them? We're going to get back to what's the command, the Tokfa. Or the Nisht, Holei Tokfa. What is Holei Tokfa? It's potential. Very nice, that potential. You have a koyach. Potential to do something. Oba kayoy mazeh, that's garnish. Again, Hegdish has to be built on the Hoiva. You can't say that the Etzim HaKdosh is going to start from what the Hegdish is going to give you. You have to have something now. So the second side is Holei Tokfa. Very nice potential. If he's Tokif, he can develop his Bibles. But right now, our head garnished. Right now, he doesn't have Rishus. The Schus Kif is Nishanah. Oh. Now, after we got to the first hour, there's a musa called schus tifa, and I want to be mimic a little bit in what this schus tifa is. Plus, it's the nature of the schus tifa of our. Sounds like, you saw it is, if I have a mamon mutva sofik, and any time I have a chetimsa to be gover in the sofik, to be moitzi my mamon, mitoich the sofik, any time I have a chetimsa to be moitzi my bailis lor mitoich the sofik, That's called a Zchus Tifa. Is it Takazoi? Every Chatimsa, any time I have a Zuzav, if I have a Chatimsa, I have a potential to go get a Bailus in the Chivsa, that's going to give me a Koyach, and that's going to give me Shum Koyach, and give me Ezer Din. So that's a Chiz Nishan and the Greece Hagosh. Big Yisoyim Nisim. The Rishon raised Marum is this Taina. We started that the Gemara's whole Shiloh was Miyusid on the previous Sugi. The Psicha, the Gemara's Psicha to the Sugi was, that the whole time I have a shayla of Gdisha B'lai Tokfa is only Im Tim Saloimar in Reb Zeiru Sofik Tokfa Echa Lifan Einu Ein Moitzi Miyadu. Phrase of a shayla, why do you have to get into the traffic of the whole sugya? That whole shayla, spoke about last week, very confusing shayla. The Gemara was said clear in the beginning of the sugya Pshitus, that if you shosach mitchila v'atzoy, if Reuven grabs the talus and Shimon shosach mitchila v'atzoy, if Reuven gets the talus, they had two mahalchim. What the lumdis is, oh, it's a clear din, that's uncontested. Why does the Gemara have to be telling on the stuff of the sugya? It should be poshut as a zchus tkifa. Let the Gemara clear the shayla, gdish like that. This lamdish shayla was saying is a zchus tkifa enough or not? Based on the fact, what builds the zchus tkifa? What builds the zchus tkifa? The fact that if you shosak michil vatzoyf, that's I have a zchus tkifa. Again, we're saying our sugi is coming based on a zchus tkifa potential. Why can't the potential be built on the fact that if I could, I would take it to be shosak michil vatzoyf, I would get the balance. What do I need then? And this is zetzich, and this is the greatest sedogish in the sugi, and the greatest hashlamut we spoke about last week. And the zetnin. Nishtazon. That which we're saying is chus tifa could give you bailus. It's not any time I have a chetimsa to schlep arois bailus from this matzah. For keret. If it's not schlep arois bailus, that's not going to help me. Why? Posh or dodge. Again, when we built the sugya, the hegdish has to be built on bailus far the maize hegdish. And by etzim, we saw that the sofik of suganum in zain bailus. Today, it's oim de besofik. It's oim de besofik. I don't have bailus. I don't have, my bios have bios that's not, they have no shlita on. It's not usable bios. Bios that cannot usable bios. It's not accessible bios. Today, this is garnished. Today, there's nothing there. I could develop bios. Say that, but what does that do today? The schustkiva has to be something that connects to today. That is already shiroshe behoiva. If it's an osid, if it's an asidus, if it's something that I could develop, something that could be mechadish. No, it has to be something that's in the matziv of the sofek. Again, what's the problem? The problem is that the suffix take away my bios. I have to have something that answers that problem. In the suffix, the same suffix that takes my bios, I say, I still have something in the suffix. I could grab of him and he's going to be shosik mitchil v'atzoif, he's going to be meida, it's going to be oy suffix, avada, it's oy suffix. That's not called a schus tkifa. That's not going to tell me I have something today in the suffix. That tells me I have a chetimsa to force it to give me the money. Whether or not you say we had two nischois last week, avada if you say shosim etil vatzorif etoy does baldin, avada that's true, avada that's considered as chachus. But even if the other nus we said shosim etil vatzorif, it's achronid in turrets. We said if Yenin's not timing anymore, kula shali, Bezdin avada says no, it's not kula shali. Bezdin's getting machriya the talis as is. That's also a new achro. Today it's not like that. Today it's timing kula shali. Today there's a sofik. Oh, I have a hechatimsa to make it that he's going to close the court case. What does that do with Heinz? Well, what has that schus tkif is not going to talk to Heinz. We're buying. It's muchach from the hakdama of the sugya of the Gemara hinged the shayla on shosav b'shrei sovach. At the Gemara, not every single hechatimsa is going to give me going to give me schus tkif. Going to say that I have bailus today in the hoivet. So vos yeah, dafka shosav b'shrei sovach. So vos is. So this is what comes. That mamish all the way we said yesterday last week, and this is where it's coming from. It's coming from our sugya. It's from first sugya aruch. It's a muchach. What type of schus tkif gives me? What schus tkif gives me a bailus today? What talks to today? Only something, yeah, that's based on the tzad sofik that I have today. Again, I have a tzad sofik, and if I could find something that brings out that tzad sofik, can't add on too much. If it adds on too much, if it comes with naya koiches, then it doesn't talk today. It has to be something that's moitzi lepoil, that takes out what I had today. Stay in the Gemara, if you hold shosak, say sovach, then halach is do you lay, that builds a schus tkifa. Friends of Hashayel, if shosak, say sovach, is a positive oida, is a hoidog mura, on the tzad of do you lay. If it's a dog mura, so then vaita, that's also not a schus tkifa. So does state in all the rishonim we're learning that the suffix of the Gemara by Gdisha b'lo tokfa is based on a schus tkifa. It's a sugya arucha we tried to speak out last week, that by Gdisha, by shosuk, looks like sovach, we spoke about the ikar ingredient of the reason why we say ein moitzi miyadi is not coming from the hoidah. It's coming from the mechzokus, it's coming from the tkifa, right? We said the diik last week. The Reb Zeir declared tokva echal b'faneinu. And the diak is chesed v'neir and asug yenochemol. The Gemara says intim saloimar abzero talk v'echelin. The Gemara doesn't say intim saloimar I do you lay. Because if the Gemara would say intim saloimar I do you lay, it wouldn't be a suffix over here. No, intim saloimar the halacha is if talk v'echelinenu, he has a way to be a muchzik. He has a way to take his sad sofik, and the same sad sofik that he had before is mechzokis, he's mahafik them into mechzokis. That's the yisod of a schus tkifa. The yisod of the schus tkifa is, let's go before the Shneimer's analysis is cloudy. Let's go to Bechor. The Kohen, the same sad sofik that you had before he grabbed it, which is named it's his, he now, when he grabs it, it was all he accomplishes, he turns into a mechzokis. He wasn't mechadish any other thing. He just took that sad and now he's a mukhsik of that sad. That's all he did. And there's a tzad, we're going with the tzad, then he wins with that. That's a schus tkifa. That I call a schus tkifa, gevaldik. It means I have a tzad bailus, and I have a way to mamish bring out that tzad bailus. Not too much of a schadish, it's not like mechadish and I tzad bailus. I'm bringing out the other tzad bailus. I'm becoming a mukhsik again in bailus. If the rishonim are being madame, shosik psoi sovach talis, the same thing, shteito, it's the same thing. Shteito shosik psoi sovach, kinira, the shtik is only an ingredient, it's a tanai. It's not the ikr. The ikr koyach is the mechzokis. It's the etzim tkifa. It's only a tanai ba'alma. If it wouldn't be, if the shtika would be building something, if the shtika would be the ikr koyach, the ikr ingredient, and the reason why by talking about it, I'm getting it, then it couldn't create a schus tkifa. It's mucha from our sugya that the schus tkifa bites that the shos b'savach is not how dog more. And this dog is saying she mafurish in the Rajma and the Ran. Rajma nusach is. Rajma says clearly. Rajma says hoyl v'shtika kazu in the kazu. Hoyl v'shtika kazu, he could be zoich in it. Zokter Rajba, that's what he's talking. Lashon the Rajba is mefurish. Rajba bavurish. All the Rajba, mamish mefurish. He says, I the Gemara says, oy the aduda, hochi kamar. Anyone knows that I read Rishonim, hochi kamar means a kloima. Hochi kamar means it's not poshup shot. Zokter Rajba, the Gemara before said, oy duma, oy dudu, like Zokter Rajba, it's a hochi kamar. It's not a full oida. It's not a full oida. So Rajba saying, it's not a full oida. There was no tzad in Shabbos Davik. It's a oida Gemara. There's a tzad tzvicha. There is no tzad tzad Gemara. It's enough of a oida to allow you to be a muchzik. We spoke about last week. We'll speak maybe more, but it's not a full oida. And the Ran is the only, we don't have time to go into it, but the Ran is the whole, everyone knows the Ran is Mechudesh Shikha Mahalik in last week's sugya. And the Ran says, V'somach tira mash machichein lefarish kein. You're going to see machichein lefarish kein. The Ran Batson says two malachim, but the tzad hashev of both of them is, the Ran comes in with the tkifus, with the anoch in the sugya before. There's no tzad vada yaido. It can't be the tzad vada yaido. That's that tzad hashev of both, the two pshatim in the Ran before. It can't be shatim v'somach tzad. At the most is a sofak yaido. That's where the Ran starts, and then he has to make a whole new sugi, he has to make a whole surgery to explain the sugi before. But that's where he comes, it has to be a sofak yido. Because the Ran means, he says, the Ran means our sugi. Because an asugi is muchak that there is no chlor yido that's helping me out. Because if there's a chlor yido that's helping me out, then there's no kul tzchus tkifa. Dr. Raj, Dr. Ran, b'somach tira, ma'ashrichim ha'achim lefarish kein. You'll see, because if not, there's no shayla by Shabbat, but there's no shayla should be hegdish. If there's a positive yido that's working over there, so then that doesn't make us chus tkifa. We need that the yido shouldn't be working positively. It's coming the ikr from the mukzokas. You need the shtika as an ingredient, as a tnai, as a siyu. We'll talk about that soon a little bit, what the gedder of the siyu is. Oh, but this is mukach, it's mukach, and that's the difference between shosim mitil latzoif and shosim tzoisavach. Oh, so here, we have a little bit down there. We forgot the aleph base, what the aleph is, the sugya boitzach. The sugya, the clear of the sugya is, if the kliach hegdish is the schus tkifa. We boy, the schus tkifa is not a schachos. The schus tkifa is that when the sad sofek I have right now, which right now is not recognized, but if I have a way that I could, the same tzad come out, the same tzad, it can't be too much chashas, I could bring it to a position where it could be recognized, that says that I already see the schol of that bailus now. I could bring that same tzad so if I have a moment to a point where it's recognized by Bezin. The Bezin's going to give me machsiket by me, and it's going to pass an name in the yodoy. In all three cases, clear to Gemara, maybe it should be, I could start off hektish in that. I have shum koyach. I have ezadin. The lashon of the Ran is mikoyach this ezadin. It's memoyin eksas, the lashon of the Ran. Which means it's b'shusi k'sas. It's b'shusi k'sas. I have a certain handle. I have a certain way to bring it out. That's what we're holding right now. Freg z'chashayla. I want to go to Tosis in a second. Freg z'chashayla. Oy bazoi. If that's the yisrael shayla gemara, why does the gemara need the hadoshim? And the gemara says over the shayla gemara, why does the gemara stress that a hegdish is commanded to talk? Why does the gemara need that for? Even if the hegdish is not commanded to talk, we're saying we're just busy screaming for a while that the schus kifa gives me something today. It gives me something today. We're saying you can't build the hegdish based on what you're taking through the hegdish. It has to be based today. And we're saying the fact that there's a potential, I have a way, I have a certain potential to be moitzi my bailus el pearl, that gives me bailus. So why does Marnie that the hegdish could be in command to talk for? I'm building this to you very slow. Every point is very, 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 very chashuv. Seitan nochachua. If you're using nocha point, nocha knech in the schus tkifa, seitan that the schus tkifa is not just a litmus test that you have bailus. No, it's not Linz, I have a bailus. Schus tkifa doesn't say I already have bailus for carrot, I don't have bailus. Today, I don't have bailus. Schus tkifa is, I have the bailus of a schus tkifa, that's what I have. The amount of bailus that I have today is to make a tkifa. I have the bailus that if and when I make myself into a muchzik, this bialus comes out. But the way it is, it's not developed. It's an undeveloped bialus. What I have is, I have the ability to develop it. So only if we say hegdish is a tkifa, then the schus tkifa can help me out like I'll be hegdish. Bialus to do things that are not a tkifa, I don't have. Today I don't have anything. Let me get a tzio. Just say what the R is. Only if hegdish is command the tkifa. Let's say instead of being magdish the mesusa, he was makne to somebody. He wasn't magdish it. He was makne to his friend. If he was makne the talis, or he was makne the mesusa to his friend, daksa mafurshim, it won't work. It won't work. There's no tzad anymore. There's no tzad. He didn't make a hakno. There's no tzad. Why? Because when you make a hakno, there's no din of kimisirasa lahed. The din of hegdish, the din of kimisirasa lahed is only by hegdish. Only when you make hegdish, consider the lashav shem, I gave it over to the gizba. But when I'm makne to my friend Levi, I didn't give it over to him. I makne to him. I didn't give it over to Fizzle Gittin. That's the mafurish gemara. That if we're dealing with Haganah, it's poshit. It doesn't work. I was a schus tkifa. I was a schus tkifa. Why not? Why can't I be makne my friend a schus tkifa? The answer is, as we're trying to show, no. Because the schus tkifa, what's the content of the schus tkifa? The content of the schus tkifa is that you have an akuda, a shayrish of a bailis, the Indian to go be a muksik with it, to go become a muksik, to be turkic with it. Other things that you're not going to become a muksik with it, you're makne to yenem, you're not a muksik yet. I've had that to the bailis and talk to me anymore. Oh. Nor Hegdish, which Hegdish Kufa is developing that bialus into a muchzokas. Look at that, the Schus Tifa speaks to. The Schus Tifa says, Echob, there midas bialus obich in the Sophic. Echob, a midas bialus that when I ve a muchzik, when I become a muchzik, so that's what I have. So, Nochemo, Avada, we're starting, the Schus Tifa starts from before the Hegdish. But it only speaks to something that through what I'm going to do, through my development, I'm ve a muchzik. I can only do things, I can only exercise my bialus in ways that the Schus Tifa speaks to. That's only if. It's only through things I'm being a hegdish that I'm developing the bialus.
Oh. You said about tzavach and tzchil v'atzayt in the Ran also?
What do you mean? Oh, so once you're asking, are you asking right now? I don't have.
Yeah.
Okay, so I'm going to get to that. I'll get back to that. Aaron's asking a very good shiloh, and I'll get back to that first. We can tell you this. Is that if, after we just said it's true, it's before Shigamara, that you need, it's not enough to have the ability to schus the koyach. You have the koyach potential. It needs to be that the koyach is saying that I have a koyach to make a tkifa, and I'm making the tkifa right now. I'm making the tkifa right now. He's asking, so why do you need shtika? What happened? Mais, at the end of the day, after all the rambas were saying, and shosuk say sovak is not the binyan, it's not the ikur tsiba why I'm having the bialus, but avada tatnai. Avada liyatsur, he actually is koyach. His chus tkifa, avada has a condition, has an ingredient. We call it an ingredient, we call it a side ingredient, we call it a condition. But at the end of the day, you need shtika. So if we're saying that the hegdish has to be viewed as a command to talk for, where is the shtik here? There's a Dover Gadol in the sugya. We're going to get back to it. I'm going to finish it, but this is the last part of the sugya. So we're going to get back to that. We're going to get back to that Ben Rishon. But the Vaila, we have the sugya. The Fi, the Rishonim, the Fi, Rashi. Like Rashi also learns like the Rishonim. Rashi learns all three shailas of the same shaila. So Chinul Adin, that the Shayrish of the shaila in Talis, in the Susa, in the Bechor, the Shayrish of the shaila is that I have what's called a Schus Tkifa. I have what's called a Schus Tkifa. In all three cases, and in all three cases for different reasons. In the first, the case of Talis is because of Shasim Seif Savach. In the case of Mesusa, the Rosh Hashanah is called on Gavar. And by Bechar, because we pass Kenim Leitzim the other. However, Tzara Shav is, I have a Schus Tkifa. In Kler to Gemara, do we say, Nikoyet that Schus Tkifa, I can make a Hegdish, which also is a Tkifa. I could use that to make a Hegdish, which is also a Tkifa. Or the Nisht, Holy Talk from the Maisa, Schus Tkifa, Schus Ma'alma, Maisa, Hank, is not developed yet. It's not enough for Shus to make Hegdish. Toisvis. The Maisa, point number four, Toysis, the Maisa doesn't learn that that's the Sophic of the Gemara. Toysis learned the Sophic of the Gemara very balabatish. Toysis learned the more Shal Fikdish, what he talked for. The Shal was there Shtika Koidona? Toysis is not basing the Hegdish off. The Hegdish is not coming in Koychus Kifa. The Kendish is coming in Koych Shtika Koidona. If he's Shoysik, what's the study of Shal? When I'm Toykif and he's Shoysik, Avada, it's Ligdendor Shtika Koidona. But the Hegdish is Dvorn Baalma, Hegdish is not a physical grabbing. Hegdish is not a physical grabbing. Who says over there the Shtika? Tells me anything about it. Shtika is hoida. So if he toises, the tzad that is hegdish is mikoich shtika hoida. It's not mikoich eschus tkifa. Toises makes rukimta that our case is talking about also with shasa b'lei sovach. The gemashayla hegdish is talking with hegdish b'shasa b'lei sovach. And the shayla b'itzich of shtika hoida as it learned toises. Lamaisa toises is maskim that the hemshach of the sugi, the next toises is maskim. As you stay in the masho, I'm shif, and Yeshua, the nachas dovi. The toises is maskim, the hemshach of the sugi is not talking about a baal da'abat shashayla shtika hoida. It's mochach because by becharis there is no din, there is no musik of shtika koyda. So Tosfos learns, which was pointed out before, it's a very choppy pshat in the sugya, that the toshma of the mesusa was not from what the way the Gemara on the base cleared the shal of mesusa. The toshma of mesusa is what the Gemara didn't speak about. Toshma says, We know Lamaisa there was a shtika by Mesusa, and we see the sugya didn't handle that. The whole sugya dreitzer, a ganze sugya from the base. And the Gemara is not handling shtika. There's no factor. The Gemara is not using shtika as a factor. The Gemara is only using schus kifa. The Gemara is going to only use the schus kifa. That's going to be the whole shaila. Why did the Gemara use shtika? I see side cheetahs. I see the Gemara held that by hegdash shtika is not kaida. That's what Tosis learned. But the shaila of Mesusa and the shaila of Bechar, Tosis agrees more or less. It's very similar to the Yishanim. It's based on the schus kifa. I don't have time. Time doesn't allow me. Go into how Tosis learns about the Shinuim and Tosis. But more or less, Tosis learns that the Shaila by Mesusa and Bechor is based on the fact that I have potential to grab it. I have potential to grab it, but Etzim is like a Schus Tkifa. Tosis also is going into that world that I can make a Hezbisham based on Schus Tkifa. But Tosis learned the first Shaila wasn't that way, and it's a Pshitus Menatzai. Fregzich HaShaila doesn't want to know. Akama Tosis is Nochis to the world of Schus Tkifa. So why didn't Tosis learn that way in the beginning of the Sukkah? The Marshal, the Ritvas, all the Ritvas, I can say they're taking out Nochis to the Rishonim. The whole Sugi they learn are Shtika Kaidah. Very hard Ritvas, but they don't learn. But Tosis says, Tosis is a maskim, that the Shiloh of Mesus and Shiloh Bechor is coming from Mesus Tkifa. So why didn't Tosis learn? Why didn't Tosis make what the Nachdor calls a Pshat Chiyef, Shir, Niel, Lady, Tin, Liomer? Why didn't Tosis make such a choppy Sugi? This Sugi, it's not a Hemshik Bechal. Why was Tosis Mashan and Ma'ar Roh Tosis Mashan? I think there's a lot of answers, and a lot of them are true. I think there's a lot of answers to this question. But I want to bring out, is going to be in the SSAs, the Sugis before. I want to bring out a Gavaldig and a Kuga. I think it's Emes Yeridarka, the Tosis is a different world than the Rishon. Emes Yeridarka, the Tosis is Mamish like Mishtal Levek now. Tosis couldn't learn by Shnayim Oyechs Metalis. Tosis couldn't learn that the Suffolk was Schus Tkifa. What is the Yisrael of Schus Tkifa? Explain, Schus Tkifa has to talk to the present. It has to say that I see right now the beginning of what you could develop. I see right now the beginning of what you could develop. Something that's nischadish. Hoidog Mura, like we said, Hoidog Mura, if Shazam is not going to help. Dachzachimir, it's Mucha. Then Toysh Shtay, not like I said last week. Toysh Shtay, last week we were screaming that the whole Tzad, this week also, that the whole Tzad of Shazam is Savach, that it's a Duyu Dulay, is not Hoidog Mura. We're trying to buy in the Rishonim, the Diyukim in the Rishonim, talk for Echelofanenu, the mission, the Rashi, everything we're trying to Medaik, that it wasn't Hoidog Mura. In Toysh Shtay, Nishvim here. Toysh Shtay, Nishvim here. How do I know? Because Tosis says Lehebia, that if there's a shtika kaidav shtosavach, Tosis says Ruvain's makdish the talis that's in Shimon's hands. So Tosis, if there's chaladin shtika kaidav shtosavach, it becomes a pikadin in the hands of Shimon. It becomes a pikadin in the hands of Shimon. If you use the mahalach that we use, that we're using the whole time, that the shtika is not a haidav. The shtika is an ingredient that allows Ruvain to develop a mechzokus. If the shtika is only an ingredient that allows Reuven to develop a machzokas, how could Tosis says that it works when it's in Shimon's hands? Tosis says that the shtika works when it's still in Shimon's hands. We were trying to say that shtika, the mahalach hashos, the topic is not haidog mura, it's just a combination that allows you to make a machzokas. Tosis before Shimon says. Tosis says that the shtika works even though it's in Shimon's hands. The Ramban argues on Tosis, Nashukalei, Ramban says, let the shtika. Ramban says, even if Shimon shows it doesn't become a kodin in his hands. Ramban says, Lehedia, the shtika is not strong enough to be moitzi from somebody who's not in his hands. Ramban takas, like we're saying until now, like we were screaming until now, that the Ramban holds that it's not a hoidogamur. Ramban was told that it's not a hoidogamur. But Tosfos holds it's hoidogamur, it's muchach minei bein Tosfos, and it's pshat in Tosfos, the way he learned the sugya. That the shtika of Shosik of Tosfos is hoidogamur. What do you do with all the diukim last week? Achveis, I don't know. Nachazdov already says, Tosfos a lot of times doesn't go. Pashat Zachin in the Sugiya goes Bosa Svar. Tosis doesn't learn like everything we were saying last week. Tosis learns even by Shosip Soysovach, it's a Hoidog Mura. Duyuduyle is a Hoidog Mura. You have to know why it helps Adim, you have to work out. But it's a Hoidog Mura. Yeah? Aybazo, if Tosis holds a Hoidog Mura, Nifla Yosef. Tosis couldn't learn. Tosis couldn't learn that the Sufik by Shnei Melechs and Metalis is based on Skos Tkifa. By Mesus and by Bechor over there, I don't need any Hoidog. I have a Skos Tkifa, I have a Glatta Skos Tkifa, a straight Skos Tkifa, I can go grab it, I can get it. But Shnei Melis Metalis, the only way I could get it, the only way I could get it is at least to have a Shosak Vzai Sovak. That's the least. That's Oidog Mura Vitoisvis. That's a Skachus. That's a Nai Kirch in Torah. If not showing me I have a Bios in the Sofik, that's very Oisofik. Oh, Oisofik. Meila Toisvis couldn't learn that the Sofik is based on the Schus Tkifa. All the Rishonim will learn this way. That's what we were saying before. And all the Rishonim, it's Mukhach, the Ran, the Rajba, the Ramban. In Rashi, it's all muchak that they hold like takawek we boy that the shas play savach is not a hoidog mur. It's working with the machzokas, so that mele they could say this called a schus kifa. The etzem the tzad savik machzokas always is only a kayach that brings out the tzad savik. It brings out the tzad savik had before. That's called a schus kifa. Our toises were being mechiach and toises pshat alein minei obey. He holds that it's a hoidog mura. If toises holds a hoidog mura, If Tosis holds it's Haidah Gemura, so Tosis couldn't learn, and Tosis had no way to learn that the Shtika, that the Suffolk, I'm sorry, by Gdisha B'loi Tokva, was a Suffolk Mitzvah 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 Nifla B'Yosef, Tosis says that Doichet Pshat, Tosis had a Chureyach, Tosis had his back behind the wall. Tosis's back was forced behind the wall to say this, we call this Doichet Pshat. I want to go one more layer. This is going to be for next week. We have to next week. Ken Zayn, Yesh Dvar B'Goy, there's a Chureyach for Tosis to learn his Mahal. We're coming out right now, Machlekes Rishayim, came out all other Rishayim, except for Tosis, and the Ritva, they learn that the Shtik of Shosat Tosis Sovach is what we call not a full Haidah. I think there's a lot of versions of the Rishonim. It's a Pashtus Haidah, it's a Suffolk Haidah, there's a lot of different versions of the Rishonim. We'll see in Rashi soon. But the Tanashav is not a full Haidah. Tosis learned it's a full Haidah. Make a taste. Why Taka? Why didn't Tosis learn the Rishonim? Mamish Gesh Devarim Begoy. The Ma'is is Mavur, we spoke out last week, Mavur, that Bechshnaim Ma'is Metalis, Lekuliyam, a Tkifu without any Haidah. A Tkifu without any Haidah doesn't help. A Tkifu without any Haidah doesn't help. And the Shaila is why? Why did this kifu without any adult? We shouldn't talk about it. Maybe the very fact that he takes the talis, how can we take it away from him? So many we shouldn't show to the sugya of Tokfa Koyin. They say Tokfa Koyin in Moitzi Miyadah. The answer is because we pass in Tokfa Koyin in Moitzi Miyadah. This Cheshbon is in other places that want to start from our sugya. There's a big aura, and Tois is not Mashmallah. Tois is another base, brings the clone, starts going, call the Kalashas, starts talking about Tokfa Koyin in Moitzi Miyadah. The Rosh also does. They don't mention our sugya. When they're talking about the Shiloh, when they're passing, Tafa Kain, Mitzim Yodah, Mitzim Yodah, they should bring a Makar from our Sugya. The Smach from Tosis that the Sugya before wasn't based on the din of Tafa Kain, Mitzim Yodah. It wasn't based on the din of Smash from Tosis that a Tkiva by Shnai Mois Metalis doesn't help, even if you hold Tafa Kain, Mitzim Yodah. It's not based on the din of Tafa Kain, Mitzim Yodah. There's other Smuchin to say this. So Lachara, the conscious of fake is boys, after Tosis. In Baba Bas, Reish Baba Bas, and Furish in the Rush, like the Pshat of the Kunshita Sveikas, in the Rush of Bin Baba Bas, a big vort. There's a big Nikud in the Binyan of the Sugi. That Tosfos holds, there's a big difference when the Psak is a Moitzi Mechalvayan Yachloik. Tosfos holds the ability for a Tkifa to work by itself is only when the Psak prior to the Tkifa is a Moitzi Mechalvayan. A Moitzi Mechalvayan, you could change. You're the Moitzi now, he's the Moitzi. Change the Mechzokas, it's based on Mechzokas. Over Yachloiku, is a psak bezdin. Bezdin Tosis and Baba Basra Dav Beis. Bezdin maybe took consideration of Mechzokas. Of Mikoyach that at the end of the day, Bezdin now paskin Yachloik. A psak Yachloik, Tosis says, there's a Yisod called Lo Yafsid Koyach. A psak Yachloik, you can't change that just by changing the Mechzokas. You can't change. Paskin Yachloik. Mechzokas, a psak that's based on Mechzokas, you can change by Mechzokas. Or a psak Yachloik, you can't change. You can't change by just becoming a Mechzokas. Near Madvorim, that's why Tosis held that Kifa doesn't help. If that's true, I'm going to nifle be yosef. Tosis l'shitasoi. He can't learn that the mahalach of shosik l'psei sovach is this middle part of his shtika koidah that allows me to develop a mechzokas. A way we're building that Tosis holds by yachloiku, by shnai moichs and metalis, the psak yachloiku. Mechzokas can't change. Mechzokas can't change shnai moichs and metalis. Can't change yachloiku. I need some sort of raya. Give me a haidah. Haidah could change the psak of yachloiku. Haidah could change the psak of yachloiku. Or mechzokas doesn't speak to shnai moichs and metalis. Mechzokas doesn't speak to Yachloiku. The Nifla B'Yosef, the Rishonim, although the Rishonim get initiated, the Rishonim, they still to the Sugya of Tokfa Koyin. They hold Yachloiku is not different than Mechzokas. The Rishonim, Lishitasim, are able to say that a Shosik, say Sovach, a certain type of Mechzokas, could give me a Schus in Shnei Mechzokas Metalis. But Tosfos, he had to, he was Muchrach, we buried from Tosfos already. We Chesh already 2 points for Tosfos. That Tosfos had to learn Tzaydah. Tosfos, Muchri learned Tzaydah because Tosfos learns it works even in Shimon's hand. And Tosis, we want to say Tosis is learning its Haidah, therefore Tosis wasn't able to learn this was Tkifa. The same Tosis we're trying to say, Tosis l'shitosoi, in the Gedorim of Yachloiku, Tosis had to learn that there's a new Haidah, because that's the only power, it's the only thing that can make Eichatimsa. So Mucha, going back to Sugya, Nifla B'Yoser, the first Sugya, the first Suffolk, which is Shnai Melech Sumitalis, Tosis learned that it was a Schus, the Shaila was, it was a Schus Tkifa, it wasn't a Schus Tkifa, the Shaila of Haidah. Because Tosis can't by Yachloiku, that's by Yachloiku. By Mesusa, Tosis, it doesn't learn like Rashi. Mesusa, Tosis learns it's called Om Gavar, it's not Shnai Moichsen. With Darkenu, Tosis couldn't have learned Mesusa or Shnai Moichsen. He had to learn it was called Om Gavar. Over here, there's an under Sofik. The Kum Tosis, Remain Cheshman, there's a three-way Lishitasei. Three points, like upon him. You can see in Tosis, Lishitasei, he had to learn. Only he could learn his Pran Sugi because only he could use his Haidah that it's a Sofik, that makes it it's a Pekadim Yadacher. Tosis, Mitzad Chain, he couldn't learn like the Rishonim. Tosis couldn't learn like the Rishonim, he couldn't learn that there's a Schus Tkifa because of Haidah. And the third Lishitas is Tosis Lishitas, and then Yachloiku has to learn that the Haidah is a Haidah Gemur. Back to Rishonim, this is another thing I want to fear with. Back to Rishonim. The Rishonim do learn the sugya. The sugya is going with the schus tkif. The sugya is not handling the shtika kaidah. Because the Rishonim learn again that the idah is not a idah gemur. But I want to show and take it a step further. That it's not so poshut. I think every Rishon has his own connection exactly the way the shtika kaidah works. I'm only going to have time to talk about two Rishonim. You learn good. I think every Rishon has its own connection exactly how the shtika kaidah works. And the question is like this. I don't ask the shayla, but that's Mr. Ban's kasha. Ramban starts of the sugya. The Ramban says, Tamili, what's the shayla of Hegdash? What's the shayla of Hegdash? Hare, that which it helps is tkifa, lashon d'ran, it helps is tkifa, is only mikach shtika kaido. How is there tzad over here that's going to be Hegdash? So very balbatish, you learn the first time you learn the sugya, you see the Ramban's asking, what's going on in the sugya? What's tzad Hegdash? Where is it? But echre dvar, you learn the sugya, no. Ramban afashtan in the ganze, he learned the sugya like we said, he learned it, at least in the beginning of the Ramban, he learned the shalas based on the schus tkifa. That's the Pashup Shan the sugya. But for Rechter Ramban, this is Aaron's Kasha, what is the schus tkifa going to help me? A schus tkifa, we said, has to be that now it's a schus to have bailis do a tkifa. So you have to have hegdish, the hegdish making a tkifa. The whole schus tkifa is le'inyan to make a tkifa, then he's a shtika. Then he's a shtika, here there's no shtika. What's going to help? Nocha alarayda, I have a schus tkifa. But the schus chila is, you have the amount of bailis you have is the bailis to make a tkifa. Something that's not a tkifa, you don't have bailis to do. So we're saying a hegdish also is a tkifa, but there's another point in the equation. You need shtika. Fine, we lessened the amount that the shtika is doing. The shtika is only a prat. The ikr is the mechzakas. But you need the shtika. That prat's ma'akev. If you don't have a shtika, the tkifa itself, we're machzirin, moitzin miyodoy. Fret the Ramban, where is the shtika? So the Ramban Behemes says, he goes to Taisus. The Ramban says, the sugya is talking about shtika. He makes the same akimta as Taisus. Ramban Taka makes a akimta. Our sugya is talking about where we're shosik. The sugya of hegdish is talking about shosik. And the Ramban, even after he leaves Taisus, he blinds with this. Even after the maskoni, he goes, we're going with the sugya tkifa. The Ramban makes an akimta, and the sugya is talking about shosik. Who adover? That's the time. The Ramban Akbad is learning about the sugya tkifa. But the sugya tkifa has to be negat hegdish. It has to be that there was a shtika. The Ramban holds there was a shtika, and the Ramban says, the shtika works kaidol in hegdish. So there's a shtika kaidol to hegdish also. Again, you need the schus tkifa because where to start from? Shtika kaidah can't start. Ramban holds there is no tzad that you need to build the hegdish. And the hegdish can't work for shtika kaidah because the Ramban shtika is, the kaidah itself is not a kaidah gemura. It needs a mukzakas. So you need the schus tkifa. But there is a schus tkifa here because there's a shtika. Thus is the Ramban. The question is, then in the Sakhir, Ali Rishonim is initially, the Ramban's mefurish, the tongue that's vicha. The Rajma, the steamers of Rajma's mashma then, and it's Choshev, I want to talk about today is Rashi. Rashi, the steam is the form of Rashi. Rashi is the answer. Toysen makes him a kinta. Rashi doesn't see a word, and also we're talking about shtika. The steam is the form. Some say the Masha Takil. Dan's not like that. The Masha has problems with Rashi. But some surface says that Rashi learns the whole sugya is talking about tzvicha. This is a pel. Here we buy the mahalach in Rashi. There's something called the schus tkifa. But again, the schus tkifa, after the ganze binyan and the soif dover, the schus tkifa is only in as much as you're having a tkifa now, and the tkifa now needs a shtika, has to be armed with a shtika. Where is the shtika in the sugya? Where has the schus tkifa negay in our sugya? So here is the dover niflin. I'll start. Rashi was very quiet so far in the sugya, but let's try to mishman build, bring out Rashi sheet in the sugya. There's a nifadik of Rashi in the sugya. This Pesach, is it her? We call it the Pnei Yeshua Rashi. Pnei Yeshua Rashi. That the Rashi in Bay says, the whole din of Safik Bechor, din of Tokva Koin, called Tokva Koin, Ein Mitzin Yodim. Rashi says, Tokva Koin, Ein Mitzin Yodim, Rashi makes him Kimta, no other Rishon makes, talking about Shosek of the Saisavach. Everyone goes wild. What is Rashi talking about? Tokva Koin, Ein Mitzin Yodim is because of Shosek of the Saisavach. Correct the Pnei Yeshua. What is Shosek of the Saisavach doing over there? There's no Shtika Kaidah. I mean, Mekatzer, it's not so much time. So the Pnei Yeshua, Ein Echanami. Rashi doesn't mean Shtika Kaidah. It's not like the Masha, also not like the Masha. Rashi doesn't mean Shtika Kaidah, it's not Shayek Shtika Kaidah. So what is Yeh? Zok to Pnei Yeshua, Rashi is saying a new Musig in Shosek Kaidah. Listen good. Zok to Pnei Yeshua. The Shtika was, why was he Shosek? Because he didn't even know there was a Safik. Yisrael didn't even know it was a Safik Bechor. He thought it was a Vada Bechor, that's why he was Shosek. He wasn't Shosek because he was Maida. So what's the Shtika worth? What is it? Zok to Pnei Yeshua, the value of the Shtika is that he's not Savach. The entire value of the Shtika. Because Rashi holds that if you're Savach, we right away say it's exam. Rashi holds, the second you see someone screaming that someone's taking b'koyach, we don't go to chayshim mishbot, we don't care who the money is, we see someone who had something and someone else is screaming, we take back whatever was done. When you make a tkifa b'koyach can't do anything in the entire sugya. So if you're tzavach, even if the van we talk for koyach, no one knows what's going on, but you take something with someone, the person you're screaming, you're taking away, is screaming away from you, is screaming, we bring that back, we machzor that. That's shitas Rashi. So what the Shasa Kol B'Sayf Savak, what accomplishes is, Zakhtar B'nai Yeshua, is all accomplishes, we're saying it a little different, but more or less as B'nai Yeshua is saying, it accomplishes that there's no Tzvicha. There's no Tzvicha. And the Mela, Rashi Shita is, that's next week you have to work on, now it starts the Sugya of Moitzi Miyada, Eim Mitzi Miyada. When you get around the problem of Gzela, that's the start of Sugya of Moitzi Miyada, Eim Mitzi Miyada. Very nice, B'nai Yeshua. But where did Rashi get this Musa of Shasa B'Sayf Savak? Rashi dreamed it up. Rather, it's not a sugya. Rather, go to the beginning of the sugya. Rather, Rashi, Rashi learned that was the malach of Shasta Pesach in the beginning of the sugya. We have a Mamad Rashi and the sugya. We say Rashi is quiet. Her Mamad Rashi and Soy sugya for the name of the sugya. And here's a new Namamish and ice. Here, Madvorim, that Rashi learned the total new malach in Shasta Pesach. Until now, we're all saying Shasta Pesach, the Lashon Gemara, do you late, is true to a certain measure. It's a bit, it's a stomadic idea, it's an establishment idea, it's a chetzi idea. But all other Rishonim, like Daiti, are learning that we're using the positive point of the Haidah. This person looks like Shimon is being Moideh. Looks like, as a Safik is being Moideh, is Moideh at the moment is Reuven's. That's the factor they're using the Sugya. You want to suggest in Rashi, Rashi held the Shas of the Safik was nothing to do with the Haidah in the moment. He wasn't being Moideh who the moment is. A Shas of the Safik is not that Reuven is Moideh the Shimon's moment is. A Shas of the Safik is that I'm not Seveach of Reuven's Kifa. That's all it is. Talking to Reuven's Kifa. Reuven went and pulled the fast one, Shneimer and Dalas. Shimon saying, I'm not arguing with this Kifa. He's not talking about the moment. There is no tzad. Shtika doesn't tell me about the moment. Rashi holds, there is no reason he has to. We in Bezdin, we're fighting about the moment. I don't have to fight about the moment. The Shasik will say, Savach is that I'm not, I don't complain, I don't contest your Kifa. That's all it is. That's the whole thing, Shabbat Savach. It's nothing positive whatsoever. All other Rishonim held that Shasik will say, Savach, go divide on the Ramban. The Shabbat Savach is not a Hidog Mura, but I need a piece of Shtika. I need a Shtika. I need some sort of Siyua. Why? Why? So we get back. What's the why don't Ramban hold away? Because Ramban says, a stomach to keep in Shneimer doesn't tell us doesn't help. Stomach to keep in Shneimer doesn't help. Why does it help that you're not screaming? I need some sort of, I need something. Dr. Ramban, Shos Leisavach is a bissel of a siyua, you have to explain better. But it's siyua when you take a mukh, when you're mukhzik, when you develop a mukhzokas, when it looks like the Baalvin is being made to you, Kanir is being made to you, that's a certain siyua to your mukhzokas. It's a certain siyua to your mukhzokas. Again, it's not, it allows you to be a mukhzik. It just takes away the din of tuk fukoyin in might see the other. But what takes it away is something positive. It's something positive. Nir, without blame from Rashi, the Rashi holds you don't need anything positive. It's the tkifa neto, mamish like we wanted last week. Tukva echvanenu, Rav Zeira said everything in tukva echvanenu. There's no additives whatsoever. The whole suffix was tukva echvanenu. The etzem tkifa is chewing the oif in Rashi. As long as I don't have a tzvicha, that's the whole thing. I just have to have not a tzvicha. The tkifa itself has power. And Rashi saw that from the sugi. Rashi had a gevaldige diik. Last week, I didn't speak about this last week. But Rashi had a gevaldige diik. And a few people asked me this gavura. The gemara starts of the sugi. Tokhve chaneiru. Ish in the salach mitchila vatsoif. Zochtimar. My hevelay lamevad. My hevelay lamevad. The gemara should say, if Reuven grabbed it and Shimon was shot him mitchila vatsoif, the gemara should say, ain't kan haidah. The gemara should say, there's nothing to talk about. The gemara says, my hevelay lamevad. What does the gemara say, my hevelay lamevad? Rashi saw from there. The second yenet holding Shneimer and Talis, and is holding my Talis, bets, and that accomplishes something. You know, the Rashi says, my Avel Amevad, he took a Bekoyach! That's what Rashi saw. That the problem is, he was Shaveach, my Avel Amevad. Bezin doesn't allow such things to happen. Not the Mominist that's lived in the Tkifa. Bezin doesn't allow you to take a Bekoyach, my Avel Amevad. Rashi saw over there that I don't need a positive. I don't need any tzad hoido in the Gufa moment to create your Mokzokas. If your machzik itself, that itself gives you a schust, that itself gives you a koyach. Oh, why? The shurish of the shaylin is get back. Shaymos and talos, we don't stop. We're going on da base. This is the ganed in the sugya. It's namish. You can have a moon of in the sugya. You see, namish al yushreinim al shitosim biz da base. Namish biz da base. And Rashi l'chur, this all goes back to da base. Rashi, why is it? Why is Rashi the only shita that learns that in the sugya of talking levanenu, you don't need any siyuin. Rashi holds that the etzim tkifa, I can take bailas. Rashi is tossing it up days in the bay. All the Rishonim holding Shnayim Moichs in the talis. Yen is a muksik in the talis. Yen is a muksik in the talis. Everyone has their thing, exactly as they say it, but it's based on Oichzin. So how do I take away from Mokzokus? I need Koichus to take away from Mokzokus. I need something, I need a power to take away from Yen. Shimon right now is muksik in the talis. How's Reuven going to get the talis? Reuven's just going to take the talis. That's a sugya. You can't change. But Rashi holds Shnayim Moichs in the talis. Reuven and Shimon are both. Reuven's also holding Shimon's half. Dachsek and Rashi, the nusach is, when Reuven takes the talis, he's not taking muksakis, he's throwing Shimon away, that's what he's doing. He's not taking muksakis, he's always a muksak. He's taking Shimon away, that's all he's doing. Vitzkifa, if he Rashi, is a different word. It's not taking something new, it's throwing Shimon away. Throwing Shimon away, Bitzvicha, you also can't do it. If he's Savach, he also can't do it. You can't do it. Oh, but I need, the second I have that he's not Savach, So then I always had a machzokis. Now you can plaskin, I'll find machzokis. I don't need any chidushim. So it was very mekatzva. Going back to our sugya, we haven't been nifla b'yosef. Rashi, we asked why Rashi is able to learn the sugya, that the schus tkifa could help me to make a tkifa without any siyum of shtika. The Ramban held that you need a zetzayin, our sugya is talking about shtika. Because the Ramban l'shitas, he holds the schus tkifa is bound to a siyum of shtika. I need some sort of tesefes of a shtika. But Rashi l'shitas, he holds the sugya l'vanei before, tokfa el chavaneinu, the tkifa is out. As long as you don't have a tzvicha. Why by hegdash there's no tzvicha? Then I'll leave it alone.
I'm not just coming to the top. I'm signing it.